It's Tuesday, December 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Top priorities for companies on IT purchases, Australia's new guides for SMB security, and a confusing update from Rackspace. This is the Business of Tech. When companies weigh IT purchases, improving efficiency, productivity, and profitability are the top priorities, according to a recent report by Forrester that surveyed 2,000 technology buyers at high-tech companies. Keeping the business running, revenue growth, and customer experience were the following considerations on the list. According to the survey, vendors' technical expertise and reputation can impact buying decisions, price, and ability of a product or service to meet enterprise needs. Technology buyers typically prefer to consult sources other than vendors, including technology websites, online forums, and business consultants, to inform purchasing decisions, the report said. Let's also add a Snow software survey. A ranked list of priorities for leaders in 2023 shows that the number one directive next year will be to reduce costs. According to the report, lower security risks and digital transformation are the second and third priorities. Driving innovation for competitive advantage dropped in importance in 2023, down to the number 8 spot from number 5 this year. This thanks to CIO Dive. Why do we care? There's a bit of me that says none of this is surprising at all. It's a bit comforting during the holiday season. It's not that difficult to predict customer needs. It's not to say it's easy to do them. That said, for as much as the industry spends navel-gazing, the basics are pretty reliable. Australia has released a series of guides designed to help small and mid-sized businesses safeguard their cloud environments and protect against common cybersecurity incidents. These include technical guidelines for multi-factor authentication and patch management. On Friday, the Australian Cybersecurity Center said it had developed the Small Business Cloud Security Guides in recognition that SMBs might need more resources to understand the complexities of operating online or responding to potential cyber risks. The government agency said the guides would help these businesses understand such risks and to work with managed service providers or their own IT teams to ensure robust cyber hygiene. The cloud security guides were developed with Microsoft, said the head, Abigail Bradshaw, who added that working with public and private organizations helped establish Australia as a hard target for cyber criminals. This from ZDNet. Why do we care? This felt very tactical. How about considering it a holiday present to the industry? More guides for helping SMBs pull together the basics. That isn't to devalue the guides. Instead, it's to highlight this and similar resources. Let's note that specific call out for managed services providers. They're watching. And let's check in on that Rackspace incident. Last week, the company pushed back on the idea that the entry was via proxy.shell, saying that while the investigation is nearly complete, they do not have a definitive answer on how the threat vector came in. Per statements from company executives, they have restored email to more than 3/4 of its hosted exchange customers. Why do we care? I wanted to focus on one critical question here. How does one know that the investigation is nearly complete, yet not have an answer to how the attack came in? I'm happy to wait for the full report, and when it comes to an investigation, I will encourage an organization to move diligently where accuracy is more important than speed. That's different from restoration, of course, which should prioritize speed. The takeaway? Your messaging should be transparent and accurate. It's tempting to try and promise dates. When you don't know, don't do that. Every client needs cyber protection, but that doesn't mean service providers have to deploy a jumbled patchwork of solutions to get it done. Modern protection starts with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. Acronis combines backup, anti-malware, endpoint protection, management, and robust ransomware defense, all from a single console. That's why successful MSPs use Acronis to generate more recurring revenue and reduce churn. It's easy to get started at Acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is National Sangria Day. Now there's a good festive one. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.